Hello, everybody. It is Jeremy and Stephanie from RVFTA and RVFTA.com coming at you with a special bonus episode of the RV Family Travel Atlas podcast. This is a commercial-free episode of RVFTA, sponsored exclusively by our friends at Thetford. And this is all about potty time, how to take care of your RV toilet and sanitation system. And we are going to be interviewing Paula Paholke-Dumont. She is a lovely human being, and she's the manager of chemical product development at Thetford. And we call her Paula the Mad Scientist. So Stephanie, what are we going to do? What are we going to break down in this special episode?
Well, we're going to actually get the facts about this topic that's talked about a lot. So if you're on YouTube and on Facebook and all these places that people go to for information about their RVs and their tanks, you're going to see these questions asked all the time, and you're going to see a lot of really bad information. Also, there is advice out there that is just plain wrong, and we've invited Paula on to tell us some facts.
Yeah, and Stephanie, you kind of really probed onto some of this questioning about some of the bad information's out there. A lot of the things that are recommended in Facebook groups could actually be damaging to your RV. So there's this whole strand of thinking out there in the RV Facebook community or the RV forum community where people say, oh, you don't have to use RV specific products. You can just use bleach or use this homegrown method. And Paul is really going to get into how you could actually be damaging your RV, damaging your holding tanks, if you are not using products that are specifically designed for the RV. She's also going to talk about a new product called Tank Blaster, which is used to clean off your sensors, because we all know that like those sensors work for like a week maybe before they stop working, and then people get really frustrated because they can't tell if their tanks are full or not. And then the veteran RVer just develops like that Jedi sense of whether they're full or not. But Thetford's developed this product called Tank Blaster, which cleans off the sensors. We're going to give away 3 bags of Tank Blaster. So we'll give one inside, I'll give one away inside our Facebook group, RVFTA the group. So watch out there. We'll put up a picture of Tank Blaster and give one away. We'll also give one away if you drop a comment on our website on the show notes for this episode,
which are going to be rvfta.com/tanks.
And we'll give away a third bag of Tank Blaster over on our Instagram account. We'll do an Instagram story, and it'll be a picture of the Tank Blaster. And just drop us a comment there and say, I want the Tank Blaster. So 3 different chances to win a bag of Tank Blaster from Thetford. Stephanie, are you ready to interview the amazing Paula, the Mad Scientist from Thetford?
I'm ready to go to potty time school.
I'm ready to go to potty time school. Let's go. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are so excited for this commercial-free special episode of RV Family Travel Atlas, all about potty time. And we're beyond excited to be here with Paula Paholke-Dumont, and she is the manager of chemical product development at Thetford. And from this point forward, we are just going to call her Paula the Mad Scientist. Welcome to the show, Paula.
Hi, Paula.
Hi, thanks for having me on today.
Well, apparently there is nobody who knows more about potty time, so you're the perfect guest for this. How do you feel about that?
It's a good thing.
And you own that.
We met Paula at the Florida RV Super Show this last winter, and she's absolutely lovely. Now, before we dive in and kind of ask about you and ask about potty time, I want you to dispel a rumor that's out there in the RV media. Are you guys at Thetford turning Potty Time into an off-Broadway musical? Is this true?
It could be done. I do sing, so yeah, we could do that.
Get those wheels turning. I think you have a smash hit on your hands.
I do, too. Paula, tell us about yourself. Who are you? Where do you come from? What's your background at Thetford and in the RV industry?
Sure. I started out as a young child wanting to play with this chemistry set that my parents gave me, and I had a great time with it and set my parents' sink on fire. So I knew it was kind of the career for me to do. I've been a practicing chemist for a really long time, done all sorts of really exciting stuff, but I never thought in my wildest dreams that I'd be working at Thetford and making potties smell better. But here I am. I've been here about 6 years now, and our families come from a long line of campers, especially on my husband's side. You know, we've had everything from pop-ups to Class A's and everything in between, basically. Right now we're RV-less, but we still have a boat, so it's camping on the water is a little different than RVing, camping on wheels, but they're both enjoyable.
Still have potty issues, right?
You always have potty issues, and thank God for potties. That stint of primitive camping we did definitely left a need for a portable toilet.
Yeah, that's not for me at all.
Paula, tell us just a little bit about Thetford. I mean, everyone knows Thetford is a sponsor of the RVFTA podcast, but you guys are a very unique company located in Ann Arbor, Michigan, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we had we first started in 1963 when the Sargent brothers came up with a slide action valve for RV holding tanks so that it was easier to flush your toilet. And then we started going on for the last, 55 years now, making different RV toilets and coming up with new innovations. And Aquachem, our first concentrated holding tank deodorant, was invented 51 years ago. We just celebrated Aquachem's 50th birthday last year in 2017.
And at least some of the products are made in the USA, correct?
The vast majority of our products are made here in the USA. We have a toilet assembly facility just about a mile and a half from where I work here, where we assemble all of our toilets, with the exception of our porta-potty line, which we do have those made offshore. But all of our chemicals are made here in the plant in Ann Arbor, and we ship them to all points all over the globe, basically.
All right. Now, so, you know, if you hang out online in RV Facebook groups and forums, I have to say there are so many questions about the toilet. So even though, you know, it's not the most fun part of RVing, it is the kind of practical side of it that allows us to kind of go everywhere and have a lot of fun and also stay comfortable. So we kind of decided that we were going to address all of those questions, right, that come up over and over again in one single episode devoted to the tanks and the potty. So are you ready to dive in?
Let's go.
All right. Now, the very first topic that you usually address, I mean, you go all over the country, you give this seminar on potty talk all over at different RV shows, at different rallies. And, you know, it's interesting that you start off by talking about cleaning products, not necessarily holding tank products. And it's interesting to me because I see this asked over and over again, and I see very bad advice given in RV Facebook groups. People say, oh, I have this smell, or I have that smell, or I want to clean this off my bathroom sink. And people recommend cleaning products that you're saying are a big no-no.
That's very true. But people neglect to realize when we have a home on wheels that has every creature comfort possible, as we do in a stick-built house, if you will, everything goes into a holding tank. It's not whisked away with a flush or goes down the drain into a sewer. It goes into our holding tanks. And when everything goes into a holding tank, you have potential for reactions with different chemicals, which can be very dangerous. And also, we don't want to kill off the beneficial bacteria that's in our holding tanks. We want to make sure that that's functional so it breaks down waste, so when it's time to dump our holding tanks, that everything gets out easily and we don't have to work so hard. We bought RVs for a reason. We want to go camping. We want to enjoy a leisurely lifestyle, but nobody wants to work very hard, and I, including myself. So we want to make it easy.
All right. So what are your basic tips for making sure that we don't use any cleaning products, you know, on the surfaces of our bathroom, et cetera? What are your basic tips for that before we dive into the actual tanks themselves?
Sure. The basic tips are to make sure everything is tested RV safe. At Thetford, we check all of our products to make sure that they're compatible with RV surfaces and with whatever goes into the holding tank. So sometimes household cleaners contain products that can damage the equipment that we have in RVs. For example, in our houses, we don't have to worry about a seal on a toilet, or we don't have to worry about plastic materials down in our holding, in our sinks or whatever that we have in our holding tanks in our RV. So we want to make sure that we select things that are safe, that are tested safe for RV plumbing.
And what kind of products are the type that you feel are best for the RV plumbing in terms of like multi, you know, that like that surface cleaner that you would use in the bathroom?
Yeah, what I recommend and I really like is our AquaClean Foaming Ultra Foam kitchen and bathroom cleaner. It's a multi-surface cleaner that's an EPA safer choice. At Thetford, we believed it was important that we have some products that are safer for the user, humans, and the environment. So with an EPA safer choice, it has to perform as well as other products in the marketplace, like a multi-surface cleaner that has EPA safer choice designation, also has components that are safe to use on most surfaces. And our AquaClean is definitely that. So it's basically a spray and wipe and low odor and really good on hard water scale. And we have tested it on every RV surface imaginable. I make a run to Elkhart about once a year to get materials so that we can test it to make sure we're up on the latest products that are inside RVs.
Okay, so you go to the RV companies and you say, like, I need your sinks, like, I need your toilet, like, well, you guys make the toilets, but like, I need these other surfaces, and then you test the sprays and the cleaners to make sure you're not breaking those down.
That's correct. I mean, it's important to know that you're not going to dull a finish on a granite countertop, for example, because a lot of the high-end RVs have wonderful granite tops and cultured stone and things. You don't want to damage the surfaces there. And in the shower materials, we want to make sure something that we spray in there doesn't discolor it. We want to take off the discoloration from, say, iron in the water, which I think every campground in Michigan happens to have a lot of iron in the water and stains everything orange. You want to make sure that you're not going to damage anything. So we literally dumpster dive sometimes.
Now, before we actually talk toilet paper and dive into the toilet itself, is there anything else we need to know about the differences between cleaning an RV bathroom and cleaning a sticks and bricks home bathroom?
Again, I mean, it's a matter of everything going into that holding tank. So we want to make sure we're using the right stuff.
All right, let's talk toilet paper. What do we need to know?
Toilet paper is an interesting thing. You know, there's a lot of people that think there's a little jar test, and everybody's seen it on YouTube, you know, where you take a jar of water, you drop a square of toilet paper in it, and you shake the living daylights out of it. Well, most toilet paper, when it's shaken that vigorously, will break down. So septic safe is not necessarily RV safe. When we think of septic safe tissue, toilet paper flushes down with a lot of water at home. In an RV, we might flush with about a quart and a half of water instead of a gallon and a quarter or a gallon and a half of water. So that makes a big difference in how much toilet paper breaks down. So we always recommend to use an RV-specific toilet paper that breaks down readily so that you don't have problems with dumping your tank. There's nothing worse than a dreaded tissue pyramid that builds up because we don't have enough liquid in our holding tanks to flush everything out properly.
So let me slow you down because I've seen this video or these videos. And in those tests, what you're saying is they're using a lot of water, which is not really actually what happens when you're flushing an RV toilet. You're using a little bit of water. So you really do want RV-specific toilet paper that will break down with a small amount of water, as opposed to your regular home toilet paper, which might break down with a lot of water. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, that's kind of the situation there. Because you don't flush with very much water, there's not much water in the toilet in your holding tank to break down the tissue.
All right,
and
now,
it doesn't have to break down as quickly.
All right, so, Paula, if you are in online in the RV Facebook groups, people are going to argue vigorously that septic safe toilet paper is the same as, you know, any RV toilet paper that's out there on the marketplace. And I've seen people say that. Now, we even, you know, we love you guys at Thetford. We've been working with you for a couple of years. But before that, we still always used the Thetford toilet paper, the RV toilet paper, always.
And we've never had that clogging.
Right. Because we just felt like we're like rule followers. We were like, hey, well, we don't know, so we're going to stay safe. So you're really arguing and, you know, that septic safe toilet paper is not the same as RV toilet paper.
Yep. I wholeheartedly agree with that. You might find some that break down one time. in the dryer. And of course, the dryer test, you're shaking it really hard. Even if you just let it sit there for a while, it'll break down too. But with the septic safe tissue, you don't always know that everything will dissolve the same way with household toilet paper. With it may vary from manufacturer to manufacturer. They may have regional places where they make the toilet tissue. Some places get it from offshore, and there's no consistent breakdown of it. Some brands might be okay when you test them, but you don't always have that consistency. And when we make our RV tissue here, we don't make it here at our plant or anything. We go to a commercial paper manufacturer to buy it. But we make sure that every batch that comes in, we test it before it gets unloaded to make sure that it does meet our stringent requirements of breakdown within that short period of time. We don't dump our tanks on an average of every 4 days. That's the typical RV thing or RVer thing. Or, you know, if we go out for a weekend, we're going to dump it. So we don't have a lot of time sitting in the toilet tank, in the holding tank for the toilet paper to dissolve. So we want to make sure when we get our paper in that it meets those requirements so that you don't have any problems when you're evacuating your black tank.
All right. I think that you made your case on that.
Well, people say, oh, well, it costs a little more, yeah. And I don't have to buy it. And like Stephanie said, we've always bought RV toilet paper, and we've never had those dreaded clogs. And to me, of course, it's worth it to spend a little bit more.
Well, I think that what Paul is saying about just the fact that you're not certain, like, I think that that's an important point to note, is that, sure, some of that septic safe or this batch or that batch might actually break down if we were to, like, run it through the process, but we can't be guaranteed. Whereas you guys are personally offering that guarantee that we are making this to break down under normal RVing conditions, which I think is, you know, an important point to note.
Yep, it's huge. You know, we always argue about one ply and two ply. When we camp with my in-laws, you know, Dad's for the cheap one ply because he's sure it's going to dissolve. You know, and the Dad, no, we buy two ply here. So,
and we're sure it's going to dissolve too. So, all right. So now let's just move on to some other tips that you have, general tips for making sure that you don't get that, you know, tissue pyramid and that you're keeping your tanks kind of flowing, as it were.
Right. So, you know, if we talk about the dreaded tissue pyramid a lot, you know, and kids are notorious for that. Certainly mine were, you know, a little bit of, they can't just use a little bit of toilet tissue. They got to use the whole cotton pick and roll. So when you get stuck with having a lot of tissue in there, water is your best friend. It may not be very convenient if you're dry camping to use a lot of water to flush, but you can certainly add water to your black water tank to help break up that tissue when you're getting ready to dump by filling it up just before you dump. If you get stuck with the tissue pyramid, there's always our tissue digester, which works fabulously on breaking down tissue. It's just came off patent. It's been on, it was a patented product that breaks down all sorts of toilet tissue, not just RV tissue, but it does a good job on home tissue too. So if you screw up and accidentally buy the other stuff, or if that's all you can get, tissue digester will come to the rescue and help you out.
Now, one of the pieces of advice that you give is actually not to keep your waste in your tanks for long periods of time.
Yes, that's a big thing. A lot of campers find that it's not really convenient. There's always a long line at the dump station as you're leaving a park, but I always recommend, if you can avoid it, to empty that tank before you leave your campground. That prevents a lot of things from happening, from waste sloshing around in your holding tank and getting stuck on sensors and drying out. Once tissue paper dries out, it's really hard to get it off sensors. And then you have to do some other things to get your tank cleaned out again. But always dump that tank and never store waste in there, because when you store waste, it smells bad in the first place. And once it dries out, it's very difficult to get that crud out of there, if you will.
So there are some real benefits to camping with full hookups, in a sense, in terms of taking care of your tanks.
Absolutely. If you got a full hookup, definitely use it. But when you're on full hookup, never, ever leave that black water tank, the black water dump valve open. You want to make sure that you accumulate enough liquid in your black water tank so that you can flush it out easily. So if you're on full hookup, you can leave your gray water open for a while. I recommend you close that down about 24 hours before you have to dump it, so you can accumulate some gray water to help flush out the black water hose. We had a guy who bought a used RV at a seasonal site, and he didn't know any better, and he had the black water tank open on his full hookup. And he called up to customer service and said, "Hey, I've got this problem. I can't use my toilet anymore. There's so much tissue and paper in here. I can't put any more liquid into it." And the poor guy didn't know. He filled his tank up completely. He had to hire somebody to come in and fix his tank for him, because all the amount of tissue digester in the world wouldn't work very well. He didn't have any place to put water to help help disperse the tissue digester in the tank.
I think it's a common newbie error. But, you know, you missed a chance in there to talk about one of your newest products that I know that just in private conversation with you, you've been really excited about. So you mentioned the sensors and how that is like a classic complaint in the RV community, that sensors really, I'm going to say after two times out in your RV.
It's the first thing that a new RV owner complains about. Is
they
like,
don't work.
It's like my black tank sensors don't work. And my response used to be, well, get used to it. You
yeah,
know,
just
like
kind of know your usage.
Work,
yeah.
But you guys have a new product. So tell us about that.
We do. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I swear tissue paper and waste find its way to a sensor, whether you've got the probe style or you've got a probeless tank level gauge sensor. And it's for that very reason that we developed our latest product. It's called Tank Blaster. And it's so different from other tank cleaning things is that it works in overnight. You don't have to drive your rig. And in some situations, I've seen it restore sensor function as little as 8 hours of soak time. You don't have to abandon your RV for a long period of time to try to get it to all soak off. And Tank Blaster is a really fun product because you don't have to work so hard anymore. It puts the fun back in dumping your tank, I guess.
Tell us really quickly how you use the Tank Blaster. Like, what are the steps to get those sensors clean?
Sure. Tank Blaster is really easy. You would dump your black tank like normal. It works in the gray water tank, too. So if you need to do a good system clean out, this is a good time to do it in an easy way. So you dump your tanks like normal, and you add a packet of Tank Blaster to your gray water tank and your black water tank, and you fill them up and let it sit for a little while. Usually we say overnight, but like I said, it works pretty quickly, so as little as 8 hours. And if you got really warm water coming out of your full hookup, it's really great because it works even faster. And all you got to do is simply just dump your tank after you've let it soak for a while. There's absolutely no reason to drive like a maniac, like we've seen some of the videos on YouTube. Uh-huh. Although I think he was having a really good time doing it, though.
I know all the people you're talking about, by the way. Now, the secret here is you need to do this while you're on a full hookup site, right? So this is something you want to do when you're on the campground, when you have, you know, sewer hookups right there. It's not something you're necessarily going to do at home.
No, this is something you wouldn't do at home. It's so much easier to do on a full hookup, and it's worth the extra couple of bucks to do it that way, to get a full hookup site. So same thing with our freshwater tank sanitizer. If you're on full hookup, it's a perfect time to clean and refresh your freshwater holding tank as well.
All right, well, let's talk about the freshwater tank, because this is going to be an interesting conversation for me, because I have to admit, I'm one of those people, I'm a little creeped out by the whole freshwater holding tank thing. I know that a lot of people have no problem just filling up their freshwater tanks and then using the water. I have not liked to use the freshwater holding tank until we actually just recently got the AccuVitec water filter, which is like an, you know, UV LED water filter that's super like high performance, because that made me feel better about it, because it's so weird. Like, I can't see it. I don't know what's going on in there. I can't be like, I know my tank's clean. So you're going to tell us how to feel good about your water tank, right?
Yeah, the freshwater tank, and you know, it's stagnant water. If you've ever noticed a glass that's been sitting for a while might get this kind of icky looking film on the side. Well, it's just naturally occurring bacteria. It doesn't make us sick per se, but it certainly looks yucky, and you don't want to just. I'm like you, Stephanie. I don't like to drink out of the freshwater tank or cook with any of the water of the freshwater tank unless I know it's been cleaned. So that's where our freshwater tank sanitizer product comes into play. It's a two-step product. It's EPA registered in all 50 states. It's the same food-safe chemistry that's used in quick-serve restaurants and other food service-type applications. So it's been tested safe, and we make sure it's registered in all 50 states and every district that District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, all of that here in the U.S. So the first step is to clean out the freshwater tank, and you add the freshwater tank cleaner, that's the blue stuff that comes in the two-part kit, and you fill that up, and then you dump it, and then you fill it up again with the cleaner or with the sanitizer, and it, run it through all the taps in your rig, and then you just simply run the sanitizing solution out, and you're good to go. So it really does remove that biofilm. People, you say, well, I use bleach. Well, bleach doesn't clean off that biofilm in it. It just kind of kills the bacteria that are at the surface, but they're still there. And then after a while, if your tank's been sitting for a while with water in it, it gets that biofilm growing again. So I really like using this. We use it on the boat all the time because my husband he always leaves fresh water in it when we leave it for a weekend or whatever, and it gets disgusting. So
you really recommend really trying to flush out your fresh water holding tank, like, you know, after a trip where you had it full. You really recommend running it out.
Yeah, I recommend, you know, running it out. You should always store your tanks empty anyway, especially when you know, live up here in the Midwest where you never know when it's going to snow. It snowed on the 4th of July in Michigan, for Pete's sakes, you know. So it's always good to have stuff drained when you put the rig up for storage, even if it's for just a week or two.
Now, Paula, if you weren't a scientist, I would really doubt that what you just said was true. But I know that scientists are all about facts, and it really snowed on the 4th of July.
Was that in the UP only?
Well, yeah. My father says it snowed somewhere down here in mid-state, you know, Michigan. I don't remember that. It was before I was born. But we were up in Sault Ste. Marie, and it snowed, and it was so cold they had to cancel the motorcycle races that day because of the snow coming down. It was just ridiculous.
I think people,
in the UP, for Pete's sake.
I think people from Michigan are so passionate about camping, partly because it's like such a short season, right? I mean, it's like you get those 2 or 3 months of nice weather, you got to go out there to the campground.
Absolutely. Michigan's got some great state parks and some smaller local parks, too, that are great to go camping. There's always water everywhere here. So a lot of people in Michigan enjoy RVing and camping.
Now, let's move on to the gray water tanks. And I feel like, Paul, I feel like you're on my side with some of this stuff, because in your presentation, you were talking about how gray tanks can have, like, odors that are just as bad as the black tank. And the thing is, I see all this stuff out there, and I've heard just recently people say it's no big deal to just open your gray tank out and let it fall on the ground. Come on, people. It's dishwater and everything.
I think that we've dealt more with smells from gray water,
yes,
than black water over the years.
And I have been sitting at campgrounds, and when somebody does that, you know, that smell washes over, and it is gag worthy.
Absolutely. Yeah, all of our food sources, I mean, we get both ends of digestion here going on. So our gray water tanks have food particles and little bits of grease, and that just smell nasty when the bacteria that are there start to break them down, and it can just smell awful. So the key is to use a gray water deodorizer that not only helps emulsify those greases that smell really bad, fats, when they get digested by bacteria, put off some really smelly stuff. There's some fatty acids that really smell awful. Being protein, has anybody smelled a protein shaker if you've forgotten to rinse it out? Well, that's that same sort of thing going on in your gray water tank. It's just disgusting smell. So you want to use something that helps emulsify those soils and gets them out of the tank when you evacuate it, and a little bit of deodorant cuts that smell right out. And another thing people forget to do, too, is sometimes they don't, if they have a half bath, sometimes they don't use that half bath, and they forget to put water in the pee traps. Not everybody has those fancy valves that don't need water in them in their sinks. So you have to have water in your pee traps, in your shower, in your sinks, and that's where smells come back up into your living space, and it's just nasty.
Is there a Thetford-specific product for gray water?
Yeah, we do. It's just simply called Gray Water Odor Control, and it's a real simple product to use, a little bit in each drain. takes care of the problem, keeps the soils emulsified, and keeps the smell down.
Now, in terms of using that, when you say a little bit in the drain, do you put a little bit in the drain and fill up the tank and then dump it? Or what's the process to use that effectively?
That's really easy. You can use it whenever you need to. I tell people a lot of times is when they get situated in a campsite, that's maybe a really good time to use it because they've been towing their, you know, driving or towing their vehicle, and water can splash out of the drains, leave them dry. So it's a good time to just put a cap full or two down each drain and run a little bit of water down the drain so that there's water in that sink to provide a vapor barrier so you don't smell anything coming back up out of your tank.
Wait, so, we're assuming there's some newbies that may be listening that may be missing sort of the key component here. Your seals are supposed to have sort of water covering them on the RV. And sometimes people don't realize that, and they use products that break down those seals, and then the water's not holding there, and then you're going to get smells that come up into your RV. Isn't that like a common kind of mistake that people make as newbies?
It does, and not so much in your gray water, but certainly in your black water tanks. When your toilets always should have about an inch or so of water in there to form a vapor barrier so you don't get sewer gases back into your bathroom and make it just not pleasant type
and
of thing.
And on so top that of that, if you have your ceiling fan on, then you really have the worst possible smells ever.
Yeah, because it draws all that stench
pulls
out of
it right out of
the
holy tank. It's like sticking your face in the black tank at that point.
Yeah, it's not pretty. It's not pretty at all. So for gray water, you want to make sure there's always water in each one of your sinks and your shower. And in a special case where we've got somebody that purchased a Class A with washer and dryer, she had every bell and whistle on her coach that she could, you know, possibly get. And she says, Paula, I always use your Blackwater deodorant. I never have a problem with my Blackwater tank, but my coach still smells. What's going on? So we started to go through everything. And she had taken delivery of the rig probably about 3 or 4 weeks before we met. And she'd never run the washer. And it was coming back into her bedroom because of washer and dryer were right off of her master bedroom there, and it was coming back in because she didn't have any water in the P-trap in her washer.
In the washing machine. So it really is. I mean, what you're saying here is every water component in your RV needs to have that holding, like that water in the P-trap. So is that true for like an outdoor shower and an outdoor kitchen as well?
Well, I don't think that's if it drains into your black water tank, you probably want to do that. An outdoor shower is usually not an issue because the water goes on the ground.
The water's just going on the ground and it's not running back into the system. Okay.
Paula, I want to say something that I love about you and that I love about Thetford. You keep talking about all these people you've discussed these issues with. And I think what I'm hearing is that, you know, you really have your feet on the ground here with all the seminars that you're giving, and you guys get a lot of interaction with real RV owners. And I do think that's something that sets Thetford apart from some of the competition, is that you guys are at the FMCA rally. You guys are at the Hershey RV show. You guys are talking about your products and talking about dealing with these issues with consumers a lot. I mean, is that fair to say? Are you on the road a lot meeting real RV owners?
I am, and so is a lot of our other teams. It's important to understand the lifestyle, too. Half of my team camps, the other half didn't really RV. So last year we took our entire team out and we camped in RVs and had a grand old time, and they learned so much from it. And we learned so much from our customers. And every time I go out into the field, I learn something new myself just by talking to campers.
So where are you next? We're not done here, but where are you next if somebody actually wants to, you know, hear one of the seminars or meet you guys or check out a Thetford booth full of products?
Sure. We're going to be at FMCA in Gillette, Wyoming next week. I will be giving this week. It's already the 16th. Good Lord. I will be giving seminars on Thursday the 19th and on Friday the 20th. And then after that, I will be at the Winnebago Itasca Travelers Grand National Rally in Forest City, Iowa, at the Winnebago Grounds, where I've got a seminar there, too. And we got two booths at the FMCA, one indoor, one outdoor. And we'll be in the Friendship Hall at Winnebago next week.
All right. So everybody's going to stop by and say hi to you if they can find you at any of those events. But let's kind of wrap up by talking about some of those major, you know, situations that you come across again and again. I'm sure we've touched on them a bit throughout the course of our conversation already, but let's just like kind of put a fine point on it and highlight the ones that the problems, you know, that people encounter regularly and the your easy solutions for those problems.
Sure. One of the things, and I think we've touched a little bit about it, is the importance of having water that stays in your toilet bowl. And sometimes that, we do some things to our toilets that we think is a home toilet, even though it's not, because our house toilets don't have a moving seal in the bowl itself, and we need to use products that are RV safe and aren't abrasive to that seal. That seal has to remain intact, and every time we scrub it with a scrubby brush, we can remove little pieces of the seal, and it'll start to leak, and then you get the smells back in, and it's a vicious circle. And sometimes we don't realize that that seal needs some lubrication. Well, it's in water, you know, why do we need lubrication? The seals actually dry out somewhat in water. And if we don't use the right kind of lubricant in there, we can damage the seal. One of our esteemed original OEMs, manufacturers of RVs, have told people to use things like Pine Sol to lubricate and clean their tanks. And Pine Sol damages seals terribly. Bleach will dry them out and make them brittle. So the bottom line there is don't use anything abrasive in your toilet bowl and make sure you use toilet seal lubricant, which is designed for the seal. No PAM spray, no Dawn dish soap, certainly no olive oil, and no petroleum products like petroleum jelly or WD-40. Do you want to spray on that seal to lubricate it?
And I have seen every single one of those products recommended in a Facebook group.
I had to, and you know, and this, and we're upgrading my presentation a little bit because I bought a new microscope the other day, and I'm so excited about it because it can show how the seal is damaged at the surface level when we use some things that aren't intended for RV potty use.
This is why we call you Paula the Mad Scientist, because this is for real, people.
She has a new microscope. I love it.
It is a success. Exciting stuff.
Hey,
you know.
Let's talk about one other product that, so you mentioned scrubby brushes. Well, another product I see recommended a lot is this sort of, not just the one brand of quote unquote magic eraser, but that whole line of products, because it seems like magic, right? Like you're getting stuff off. But that has really, it's almost like sandpaper, right? Like that has really tiny abrasive particles in it that can break down different parts of your RV too.
Yep, that's absolutely right. The more common, generic name for those like magic erasers that Mr. Clean makes are melamine sponges. And melamine, when it's ground up really fine, is a nice abrasive, and it does a really good job of removing marks and stuff, but it also damages the surface every time. All of our toilets are specially polished so that things don't stick to them for obvious reasons. We don't want stuff sticking to our toilet bowl because we don't have enough water to wash it down, right? And when we use an abrasive product on the bowl, it removes that special polished finish and makes stuff more prone to stick. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the seal. When we rub it, you know, work on the hard water scale or something with a magic eraser or whatever, or a scrub brush, we damage that surface as well.
All right. That is a really, really important thing to know. So, all right, any other repeating? All right, go ahead, Jar.
I have a question, and just one thing I want to make sure we hit. In terms of just general black tank maintenance, in terms of what you should be doing on every single trip, how should we be using something like AquaChem to make sure that everything's smelling okay and everything's breaking down okay? How often should it be used? How should it be applied? I mean, it might seem simple and straightforward to a veteran RVer, but for the newbies out there, how do we want to be integrating AquaChem into our RV usage?
Okay, for AquaChem, it's pretty standard use for any holding tank deodorant. You dump your tank, rinse it out, or if you're just starting out with a brand new rig, you're going to start with an empty tank and put a gallon or so of water in the bottom of the tank, and then add your holding tank deodorant, whether it's one of our liquid products or one of our water-soluble pouches. Just toss in the equivalent of one dose. or pour in one dose. And that water in the bottom serves a couple functions: to help spread the deodorant through the tank, and it also, the water also gives a basis to help start breaking up tissue, because water is our friend when we want to break up tissue and waste in our holding tank. And using a holding tank deodorant is important too, in that it helps break down the waste that we put in there, not just the tissue, but also the human waste needs to be broken down so it becomes liquidy and kind of flushes out without having any issues.
I use this religiously. I mean, we have used this since we bought our pop-up camper 9 years ago. After every camping trip, I use the pouches. I don't use the liquid. I put in 2 gallons of water and one of those pouches, and we have never had the funky smells. We've never had the clogs. So I do swear by that product. I mean, it is one of your sort of benchmark products at Thetford, correct?
Yes, it is. Any of our Aquachem line is guaranteed. You know, we work really hard to make sure it's the best in the industry.
All right. Well, Paula, thank you so much for spending some time with us doing some potty talk.
You're welcome. I was glad to be here.
Yeah. So I think that the big takeaways for our audience from me is that, first of all, there's science behind this. And second of all, don't trust everything you read on the internet.
Well, I just, to put a fine point on this, and Stephanie, you keep saying it, and I really do want to emphasize this. There's a certain attitude among RV owners on forums where it's like, oh, you don't need to buy that product made by a company. That's just a scam. You can just dump bleach here and bleach there. And, you know, that's a certain attitude people have. And I would rather trust you guys than trust that cranky RVer, as we call them, with things that are being tested. And look, we're 9 years into RV usage, and we have never had black tank, gray tank, freshwater tank issues. And we use these products regularly. I mean, I don't overuse them. I'm not ridiculous with my use of them, but I do use them regularly, and everything works. I mean, our last RV, after 6 years, everything was in great shape. And I do think that's partly because we're using the right products.
So thanks for testing them for us, Paula.
Well, that's my job, and we have a great time doing it too, trust me.
All right. Well, we're going to have more questions for you. We just decided to focus on the tanks this time, but we'll have you back at another point.
Got to talk awnings.
Yeah, there's some other cleaning issues that we definitely need Paula to help us with and address the facts of. So we'll have you back soon. Okay, Paula?
I'd love to. Thanks.
All right.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right.